Oh, was that the doorbell? It's pretty late. Better not be Charlie wanting to crash on my couch again. I look through the peephole. Oh, it's you. The girl who lives down the hall. Shit. Okay. I run a hand through my hair before opening the door.
Hey, I'm so sorry to bother you. I know it's late.
Oh, no worries. I was just, what's up?
Yeah, so, my kitchen sink just started leaking. I called the super, but he's already gone for the weekend, so I think I can fix it myself, but I just wanted to check and see if you had a wrench I could borrow.
Oh, no way. That's unfortunate. You know, I think I'm fresh out of wrenches at the moment. but I'm happy to take a look at you. For you. If you like.
Cool. Thanks.
I swear, you're the only woman I've ever had trouble talking to. I've tried on numerous occasions to buck up the courage to ask you out for a drink or to invite you to one of my sets, but I don't know what it is. It's not that you're unapproachable or something. You smile at me when we pass each other in the hall or in the parking lot. But I get the sense that you're more of an instigator when it comes to relationships. Or maybe that you keep everyone at a distance, except for a few lucky people. Your apartment smells nice. Like cinnamon and apples. I've only ever seen little glances of it when we're both coming and going. But it's somehow just like what I imagine. Warm orange light from a few different lamps instead of the generic overhead fixture. Plants everywhere you look, stuffed in every corner and on every surface. It's cozy and peaceful. Such a stark contrast from all the turntables and vinyl and computer cores litter all over my place. You into crystals? I nodded a few large pink gems sitting out in the windowsill.
Not really. I hate them. That's why I keep them around.
Touché. I deserve that. You smile and shake your head a little.
A sink's over here.
Our shoulders brush as we squeeze into the tiny hallway and into the kitchen. I kneel down and look in the open cabinet beneath the sink. A growing pool of water is slowly leaking out from the pipe and onto the floor.
Damn, yeah, you're right. Might not be able to wait till Monday.
Yeah, exactly. Of course this would happen on a Friday night.
I turn my head and look up at you. I like the way your hair falls into your face, and the way you stand on one foot with the other bent into your thigh. Now that I think of it, I've never seen you bring any guys over. I don't think you have a boyfriend, but I could be wrong. Maybe you're long distance? Or maybe he doesn't exist?
Well, look, I'm no expert, but I think if we just close the supply valve, then it should hold through the weekend. Won't be able to use your sink, though.
Yeah? I mean, that's no problem. I can just use my bathroom sink for a couple days. Anything to avoid giving up my security deposit.
Yeah, I feel you. Should be right back here. Let me just...
Oh my god, you did it. Oh, thank you so much. Seriously, you're a lifesaver.
Hey, no worries, it was nothing. The bar I used to work at had that problem all the time.
I feel like I really need to get my shit together when it comes to home stuff. My ex pretty much did all of that.
Don't feel bad. I'm actually pretty clueless about fixing things myself.
Says the guy who just fixed my sink.
Don't blame me if your kitchen floods, okay?
It's so easy to talk to you. I love that beneath that polite smile there's all this wit and charm. My stomach flips over when your eyes meet mine.
Well, I'd love to repay you somehow. You'll have to let me know if there's anything you need me for.
There's a small silence between us. It's not awkward, it's more tense. You tuck your hair behind your ear and, God, I can't help but hope that's a sign that you want me to stay a bit longer. This might be my only opportunity to tell you how I feel. It also might make things completely awkward between us as neighbors.
Here goes nothing, I guess. If I have to be completely honest...
Please.
I love to go out for drinks or...
Oh?
Or coffee or whatever. I'm sorry. I just... yeah. You smirk. I shut up.
That sounds great.
You look completely unfazed. And I'm over here falling apart, stumbling over my words out of embarrassment. Yeah? Great. When are you free?
How about right now?
You twist off the bottle cap and hand me a beer. I really, really like you. Now's perfect. You reach over and finger the wet cuff of my shirt. Your fingers grazing over my hand makes my heart clench.
You got wet.
The look you give me as you pull your hand away is unmistakable. Slowly, so slowly, our faces pull together, magnetized. My lips gently brush past yours. Your hands come up to the back of my neck as you pull me closer, deepening our kiss. Your tongue touches mine, and I feel it in my entire body. I pull your body close to me. Your skin is warm beneath the fabric of your shirt. My hands graze over the curve of your waist and the dimples at the small of your back. I walk you back against the kitchen counter. I grind myself softly against you, so one of your legs circles around my hips. You tilt your head to the side, and I guide my lips down the supple skin of your shoulders. I circle my tongue around your earlobe and bite down a little. Your hands come up underneath the hem of my shirt and drag along my ribcage. We break apart briefly, so I can take my shirt off. There's a certain urgency in our kiss, a fire, a need that I haven't felt in a long time. But I have to force myself to go slow, to remember, to savor this experience. Your hands fumble with the button of my jeans while I lick and suck at your neck. You just feel so good. Your lips meet mine again, and you bite down gently on my lower lip. I let two, then three fingers slip beneath your shirt and travel upwards. Can I take this off?
Yeah.
I pull your shirt over your head, the back of my hand grazing against your breast as I do. You take my hand in yours. I hardly have time to admire your body before you're pulling me out of the kitchen, down the hall, and into your bedroom.
Come on.
You lay down on the bed and motion me forward, a little grin pulling at your lips.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.